Hey everyone, welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies, a podcast that will delve into what it's like to not only immigrate to one of our prairie provinces, but we will also explore what it means to work, live, and study in Western Canada. We will profile various communities, discover post-secondary education options, report on jobs that are high in demand, and of course, chat about what you need to know for living life on the prairies. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubinek, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies, and I am your host, Lindsay Rubinek. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I think you're going to be really excited for this episode because I'm going to ask you this question. Do you want to live permanently in Canada and work in a skilled job? If the answer is yes, then my friends, this episode is for you because today we are going to talk about the Express Entry Program. Probably the most well-known in all of Canada and the most talked about when people talk about immigrating. So today I'm going to kind of give you an overview of the Express Entry and what it takes to set up your profile. And then in my next episode or soon, I will talk about the details of Express Entry and what you really need to be aware of. But today's going to be a lot of information. So I kind of want to give you that overview and then break it up into different episodes so you can understand and then have the time to research and then come back and listen, and it will be more transparent for you and you'll be able to understand what I'm talking about. Okay, so we're going to first of all talk about the Come to Canada Wizard that will assist you to find out if you might be eligible to apply under Express Entry. So I'm going to leave a link in my show notes where it'll direct you exactly to this link, the Come to Canada Wizard, which is very important because it will actually assess if you're eligible to even be considered to apply under Express Entry. So very critical that you check out this link in my show notes. And to further this, you should actually understand that there are three immigration programs under Express Entry. So it's just not one pathway. There's actually three, and each have their own different requirements. Although they're pretty similar, they are different. So you're really going to need to make sure that you meet one of the program's requirements in order to be considered, because if you don't, you won't be eligible to apply, or basically you won't get an invitation to apply, because that's the way how it works, is that Immigration, Refugee, and Citizenship Canada will send you out an invite to apply after your Express Entry profile is set up, and then you continue on like that. All right, let's get back to the Come to Canada Wizard. So you will need about 10 to 15 minutes to fill out this form, and you will need to answer this correctly and honestly to ensure that when you do move forward in the process, that you have not given any false or misleading statements that will later on disqualify you from being able to apply, because you will be asked to have supporting documentation for whatever you say. So to begin with, they're going to ask you about your nationality. They will ask you about your age, your language ability, how many family members you may be bringing, if that's applicable. So that's talking more about your spouse and if you have any children. They will definitely be asking you about your work experience and any details on a job offer that you might have. So based on your answers, IRCC will tell you what programs you may be eligible for. So again, be as accurate as possible. If you're eligible for Express Entry, they will give you a detailed list of instructions on what to do next. This would include filling out an online profile. And based on this online profile, if you meet the requirements, you will be put in a pool of candidates for immigration and possibly be invited to apply to immigrate. So that's what we call our invitation to apply. So let's circle back and let's talk a little bit more about the Come to Canada Wizard and the importance of it. So the information within the Come to Canada Wizard is presented to guide you in assessing your suitability for various immigration applications. And as such, it's the Express Entry Program that we're talking about. No immigration decision will be made based on the answers that you actually provide within the Come to Canada Wizard. So if you choose to apply, though, your application will be considered by an officer that's in accordance to the Immigration and Refugee Act without any regard to the outcome that you attain through the questionnaire. However, you will need to answer the questionnaire honestly and accurately to be considered, right? So either way, you need to make sure the information you put forward is correct. The wizard, together with the application guides that IRCC has for express entry, are designed to provide general guidance to applicants. However, in some cases, the officer may ask you for additional information or require you to take one or two more steps in order to be assessed. So now you will provide information to the Come to Canada wizard. And the information that you provide will be used to direct you to information concerning the process and documents to be completed or submitted if you do get asked to apply. And in the event that you are eligible to apply for express entry or on the Come to Canada wizard, it'll say you're eligible to create a profile. You'll actually be given a personal checklist code at the end, and that actually allows you to start an online application with your account. And so the wizard information will be a treat for you to review. So you get to see that before you go ahead and submit. And you will be basically asked to validate your responses that you provided in the application form. Just so you know that if your information changes, you may be able to go back to the wizard to validate the information that you have updated. And then your personal checklist code, you might get a new one and you can update your profile with that. Okay, so again, if you complete the Come to Wizard Canada and receive a personal checklist code, the information that you provided within the Come to Canada Wizard will be stored without anyone knowing in the database for about 60 days. And if you do not receive a personal checklist code, your information will not be retained once you exit the session. Okay, so as you can see, the Come to Canada tool is very important because it allows you to provide the information about yourself. And then if you are eligible to create a profile, it's going to send you a validation code that you can use to create that profile and then wait for an invitation if your points are high enough. All right, so you should also now understand the programs in Express Entry and how this chooses skilled workers based on the skills and abilities that contribute to our country's economy. So now you understand how you can create a profile, you need to learn more about Express Entry and our three programs. So Express Entry manages applications for three economic immigration programs, and they are Federal Skilled Worker Program, the Federal Skills Trade Program, and the Canadian Experience Class. And just a side note, provinces and territories can also recruit candidates from the Express Entry pool through the Provincial Nominee Program to meet their local labor needs. And I will talk about that in another episode because it just gets way too long and I want people to really focus on the three main Express Entry pathways and how they can apply directly themselves. All right, so let's talk about the work experience that you would need to have for these three programs. So in terms of the federal skilled worker, you would need 1 year continuous work within the last 10 years. So this could be a combination of part-time, full-time, or more than that, one job in your continuous employment. While the Canadian experience requires 1 year of work experience in Canada in the last 3 years, and that can be through either a combination of full-time or part-time. The one thing to note is that your occupation that you will put forward to be considered needs to be in the National Occupation Classifications of Canada in either a NOC 0, NOC A, or NOC B. If you have a position or only positions in NOC levels C or D, you would not be eligible for the program, unfortunately. All right. Now, in terms of the Federal Skilled Trades Program, this requires 2 years within the last 5 years of work experience. And that's either the combination of full-time or part-time work. And this must be in certain occupations under the National Occupation Classification B. Now, the other essential component to demonstrate is your language ability. So let's talk about that for a brief moment. The Federal Skilled Worker Program and Canadian Experience Class each require a minimum Canadian language benchmark of 7, whereas the Federal Skilled Trades Program requires a CLB of 5 for speaking and listening, and they also would require a CLB of 4 for reading and writing. So if you got that minimum level, that will assist you to help you be eligible for the Express Entry program. Now, there's often something that a lot of people don't know about or fail to read about, and that's what we call our proof of funds. So if you do not have a job offer or you're applying through the Federal Skills Trade Program or the federal skilled worker program, again, without a job offer, then you would need to show that you have financial commitment on your part. And we call this the proof of funds. So if you are coming alone, as of December of 2021, you would need $13,213 in your bank account to prove that you have this proof of funds. And please keep in mind that there are rules about the funds that you are providing, such as they need to be your funds, they need to be in your account, and they need to be accessible to you. So I'll leave a proof of funds link so you can read more about that, because for me to go through all of it, you might get a little confused. So it's always better to read something to hear about it and then to read about it. And then you can go back and see what else you may need in addition to that. Now, if we're bringing a family of four, so it's yourself and your spouse and two children, two dependents, we would call them, or your spouse is also considered dependent. So if you have yourself and three dependents, you would need $24,553 in your bank account, or an ability to show that you have access to these funds and that they are yours. Okay, so if you meet this criteria in any one of the above things that I mentioned, and the Come to Canada Wizard gives you a validation code, a personal checklist code, then you're pretty much good to go in terms of applying. So let's take a closer look at the competition that we are looking at when you are invited to apply, because a lot of people don't realize the amount of people that are in these draws. So express entry, as you may be aware, is a points-based system. So you get points for your language, you get points for your work history, you get points for your education, so on and so forth. And these points equal, obviously, a certain amount depending on where you're at. And Canada has the comprehensive ranking system. So this is we call it the CRS, and it's a score range. And they have this as the points. And then they also have the number of candidates in each of these points. So in the last draw, which was for the provincial nominee, or this way how people got their points was being nominated. So in the last draw, we had 693 candidates that had CRS score ranges of 601 points to 1200 points. And in the group below it, where we have 501 to 600 points, we had 3,225 candidates. So really, in where you want to be is you want to be in either the top score range or very, very close to the second score range that we have. Because if you go into the third pool, the third score range, and that would be where people have currently points from 451 to 500 points, there's actually 40,669 people that are like candidates, we would call them, that was in this group. So that makes it pretty competitive. And I'm going to be honest, if not impossible to be considered to get an invite to apply. So the number of invites that were issued in the last round was 613 candidates got an invite. And the lowest ranking CRS score was 737 points. And the last round of draws was on November 24th of 2021. So this means that those individuals who were in the top runners for the points got invited, with the exception of 80 people. So the very first group that had the top scores from 601 to 1200 points, they were invited. And anyone else that got lower than that was not. And even keep in mind, the candidates with the 601 to 1200 points, 80 of those candidates actually never got an invite because they did not meet the score of 737. And that was our last round where the points were what you needed to be invited to apply. So this process can be overwhelming, as it is an immigration process. And as such, you really cannot afford any errors. And all the information that you need to enter needs to be accurate. When you do accept the invitation to apply, there will be no changing that information after you accept it. So after this point, based on what you previously indicated, everything you said has to be honest and accurate, as that's the key and that's the information that they're going to use to analyze your documents. So a really good example is that you should never go on to the Come to Canada website, do everything, and then get a validation code, and then actually set up your profile if you haven't got your education assessed or your language assessed, because you really don't know what your education is until you get that assessed. Neither do you know your language ability. So if you use something and you're just guessing that you have a master's and you're guessing that you would get a CLB of 8, and you're asked to apply, when they ask you to upload these documents and they see that these documents that you got after the fact and you only have a CLB of 7 and your degree was marked instead of a master's was a Bachelor of Commerce, let's say, or a 4-year degree, you could actually be cited for misrepresentation. So you don't want to do that. And there could be consequences to this. So you want to really ensure the information that you enter at the time of creating your profile is accurate. I cannot express that enough because I really don't want you to get into trouble. I want you to be prepared when you are creating your Express Entry profile. So my friends, I really hope this episode has given you a better understanding of the Express Entry system. And as I mentioned, I will be doing another podcast about improving your Express Entry score, as well as the documents you must have ready within the certain amount of time that Immigration Canada will give to you. So thanks for listening, and I hope you guys have a very awesome day. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. Or if you're an international student, we got a do-it-yourself guide also available on our website at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca. Both are great resources to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you're interested in learning more about this topic in this episode, would like to receive more information about life on the prairies or further immigration career tips, then connect with this Canadian Prairie Girl, immigration@100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left, wheat fields to my right. Country roads I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time it takes to pass my past and just live and be glad for what I have.